Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you own a dog, you know it's often easy to spot the behaviors and instincts your pet inherited from its wild ancestors. But as Gregor Larson, reader in the Department of Archaeology at Durham University, reveals, exactly what the earliest dogs were like remains largely unknown.
Dogs are unquestionably the first domestic animal. Though there are more than 72 million dogs living in American houses, we have very little idea when, where, or even how many times dogs were domesticated. Recent studies have identified a handful of genetically odd dogs that have become known as ancient breeds. In order to understand why breeds such as Basenjis, Salukis, and Akitas are distinctive, we compared the genetic signatures of 120 breeds with the archaeological record of dogs across the globe. Correlating the earliest archaeological dogs with the geographic locations of the ancient breeds resulted in a counterintuitive pattern. Firstly, none of the ancient breeds are from places where the oldest archaeological remains have been found. Secondly, several ancient types, such as dingoes, come from regions where dogs were introduced thousands of years after they were domesticated. Lastly, some ancient breeds, like the Eurasia, were purposefully created by breeders as recently as the 1960s. Most genetically ancient breeds only appear so because they have been isolated beyond geographic or cultural barriers. As a result, genetic distinctiveness cannot be conflated with an ancient heritage. Because studies of modern dogs are limited in what they can reveal about the origins of the first domestic animals, unraveling this mystery will require the use of ancient DNA from the earliest dog bones. Americans spend nearly $4 billion on their dogs each year, and soon we will know a great deal more about how they ended up at the foot of our beds.
That was Gregor Larson of Durham University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Lord, I'm happy because I'm just a-walking my dog, singing my song, strolling